This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, just kind of chuckling about this this comedian, and I want to thank Justin, one of our students, and he got the same message that many of you got when you called that that stand-up comedian's number, and the quote from the answering message is, "Leave a message for the comedy club." And that's the same message that we got and others of you have got. So I think it's wonderful that the class jumped in and called that number. And I guess this guy is so concerned about how many of us there are that he had to change his number overnight. Literally, he changed his number overnight. Bert's with us. Hey, welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. I am not calling in from a comedy club. Although we do make jokes from time to time, but pretty much we stay on the serious side of things and cover news. We start out with a little news, Vince, and I don't know if you're going to be happy or not, but you heard of Cruise, the driverless car.
Yeah, I think we put a dent in their forward momentum.
Well,
here at USA Prepares, I think we might have been a little bit responsible for that.
Yeah, well, they've been suspended in California by our Department of Motor Vehicles. They had an experimental permit, so to say, to try their driverless cars throughout San Francisco. And Vince, I guess they've been, misrepresenting facts to the state, and the state was fed up and pulled their permit. Basically, Vince, I think there were a number of instances, but the one that did them in is they had run over a pedestrian. And basically what had happened is a pedestrian, and I don't have all the details, Vince, but she was crossing the street in a non-crosswalk, got hit by a car, not a cruise car, by another car, I guess pretty badly, and got knocked down on the road. Then the cruise car came along and, ran over her and dragged her. And originally Cruise said, oh, yeah, it was incidental. We stopped right away. But the second half of the story is the car thought everything was fine, started back up and started dragging this person clinging to life another block. And they somehow left that out of the report, Vince. But DMV, I don't know how you think you can get away with that, because there's a full police report when someone gets badly injured like that in a traffic accident. And I guess that was the final straw. So no more Cruise. You might have seen some of the videos where they would tie up blocks of traffic, because once a couple of them kind of got stalled and didn't know what to do, that created a chain reaction, and you'd have like blocks of these cars all like stupider than the next one, not knowing where they're supposed to go or what they're supposed to do. So no more Cruise. And I don't know if it was anywhere else but San Francisco. That was the pilot city. But no more Cruise in California events.
Well, I hope that USA Prepares was instrumental in the demise of this idiotic experiment to put vehicles on the road without drivers behind the wheel. So who actually is responsible when one of these no driver behind the wheel vehicles does something like this, run over a person and then drag the person down the road or the street. Who's responsible? Would it be Mary Barra, you know, the CEO of General Motors? Would it be the board of directors? Now, you know, by intuition class, oh, by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything we say. But you know intuitively that the board of directors had to be involved with this huge experiment. Somebody had to say, I got a great idea. Let's put Cruise automobiles on the road. No drivers. No, won't that be great? No drivers. Do you think somebody might have said at the level of the board of directors, Bert, you're on several boards of directors. Don't you think somebody would say, well, hold on, wait. If there is a fatality, if there is an injury, who is responsible? Are we responsible? Do you think that question would arise in the boardroom, Bert?
Yeah, well, Vince, the board's supposed to be independent, but I can tell you now in startups, actually, it is very contentious and independent, and I've been in a lot of startup boards. But when it comes to a big company like that, they basically just nod their heads and collect their stock options, and there's very little dissent. Now, the exception is when activist investors get involved and they ask for one or more seats on the board, and then those guys will basically look in depth and try and find holes. And, you know, they're on the board because they think there's hidden value in the company and the company needs to make some changes. But that's the exception. Most of these boards, Vince, they just nod their head and they, you know, what's in it for them to be the squeaky wheel? I mean, they got their, like I said, their stock options. They're sometimes paid a small retainer or salary, and you know, they look at everything and nod their heads and say a few cute things, and that's it. So they're not gonna, you know, if somebody on the board stood up and said, I think this might be dangerous, they're probably not gonna be renewed. They probably won't be back on the ballot for being on the board. Now, in most public companies like GM, the shareholders do vote for who goes on the board. I know I get these ballots for voting on the board quite often, and but nobody really knows who they're voting for because most of these names you wouldn't recognize, and you just vote. Management suggests vote yes, and they just keep getting put in. But so I don't know if I blame the board. I mean, except there's probably no one there that, you know, they just nodded their heads. I would blame more basically the direction that this whole driverless car is going. I mean, GM is just one. They're competing with divisions from Google and other companies that have driverless cars, and it's the whole movement to try and make our taxis and our Ubers be driverless. That's really where I think we should place our worry and any complaining. Is this whole movement moving toward that, Vince?
Bert, I ordered 200,000 pounds of lime twice this year. And I contracted with a company that has a huge dump truck. Huge.
You're not going to tell me it's driverless.
Well, that's what I want to tell you.
Driverless dump truck?
Well, hang on. So I called the owner of the company on the phone, and he happens to be one of the drivers. And I said, so when you come here, call me at the farmhouse. I'll meet you. And I gave him the specific location. You know, we have a bunch of gates here to get into our farm. I told him exactly how to get there. And I said, I'll meet you there, and I want to show you exactly where we'd like you to put the lime. I want him to put it where I want it, because I don't want to haul 200,000 pounds of lime, you know, half a mile down the road or half a mile across the field. I want to put where it's centrally located for efficient distribution and spreading the lime. So when he got here, I said, I'd like you to put it right back there. And so he's backing up, and he stopped his dump truck, and I said, a little farther back, please. A little farther. A little farther. Showed him exactly where I wanted to put. And then the other loads of lime, the other nine, I told him that I wanted to put it really close and I want it to be like one great big pile. Not spread out, one big pile. Now, how would that work? Because I said, you know, a little farther back. How does that work with a autonomous driver? How does it work? And there are stories on the internet about these autonomous driving vehicles in San Francisco, and the workmen are repairing the road. So they jackhammer out the road, they put in some new concrete, they put some cones up to say, like, don't park in the wet concrete, and then one of these vehicles drives right into the wet concrete and can't get out. And if nobody did anything for, let's say, 4 hours, that vehicle would be cemented into the road. Right? You know about that, right?
Yeah.
So this is a terrible idea, and I hope all the investors lost their shirts for jumping on this bandwagon, saying this is the new best thing. This is it. This is wonderful. We're gonna have vehicles, and they're gonna run over people, and they're gonna kill people, and nobody's responsible because nobody's behind the wheel. This is awesome. I hope they lose their shirts and lost their shirts.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I hate to say it, it's bad enough that we have the self-driving taxis, but all self-driving has had problems. There's self-driving Teslas, and they've been on the road causing accidents, and there's some pretty bad accidents, Vince, and people dying, because basically, there was testimony from a Tesla engineer in a case that happened 2019, so a few years ago. But a 50-year-old software engineer, father of three, was killed. He had just switched on his self-driving software, and he plowed under a traffic trailer that crossed in front of him. The car did not detect it. He had switched that on just 10 seconds before the crash. The software did not notice the tractor trailer, did not put on the brakes, so he drove right into it. They do say you're supposed to stay alert. I guess he just switched it on, probably went to look at his seat to get something or who knows what, but he was instantly killed because it was fairly high speed, and there's lots of cases like this. And Vince, there's actually now been some Tesla engineers who have testified and basically said that the software was not ready for prime time. There were still bugs. It was not ready to be released. And that's recent testimony that's come out. So what I'm saying, Vince, it's not just with the robo-taxis and Ubers and cruise cars. And it's in cars you can buy. Self-driving.
Yeah.
And you're in it. You know, in a lot of the cases in the cruise cars, they're empty. In this case, it's you, the driver, in it, when the software takes over.
We'll be right back. Bert, I want to bring up Watkins Glen, 1970s era. Something happened there. We were there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and we're talking about the folly of self-driving vehicles. And Bert was talking about this one particular crash where a tractor trailer went across the road. Tesla was self-driving for 10 seconds, and the Tesla didn't notice the tractor trailer going crossways in front of the Tesla. And the Tesla continued right under the tractor trailer. You know, between the front trailer wheels and the rear trailer wheels. You know, tried to go under there. And it de-roofed the Tesla, sliced the roof off, or mostly off. So you can see the hood, and you can see the trunk, and you can see the sides, but the roof was gone. And you know, below the roof and above the hood is the head of the passenger, or passengers. I happen to be at Watkins Glen. Bert, were you there at Watkins Glen when at that Formula One race back in the 70s?
No, I was back at the apartment, Vince. You guys went. I didn't make it. You guys invited me. I passed, but we did go the next year.
Can you remember the story I'm going to tell?
Yeah, a little gruesome.
Well, here's a story, class. So we were at Watkins Glen, upstate New York, for a Formula One Grand Prix race. And back in those days, in the early days of Watkins Glen, you could sit in the grass, and they had these guardrails, you know, around the curves. And the guardrails were, you know, high enough to sort of protect the spectators. And what happened was one of the drivers lost control. And the car went under the guardrail, the steel guardrail. And the helmet of the driver of a Formula One race car went over the guardrail. Two body bags, one for the head and helmet, and the other for the rest of the decapitated body. True story. I was there. I was, I don't know, maybe 200 feet away, something like that. And so were the rest of some of the guys. And, in our party. When I say our party, I mean, you know, our group. Saw it. And, you know, when you see things like that, it's gut-wrenching. And you realize how fragile life is. And you realize the insanity of pushing vehicles beyond their limits for fame and glory. And maybe some purse money. But, you know, that's like 50 years ago. And you still remember that story, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they've changed the guardrails and they've changed the design of the Formula One vehicles to make them much safer. Same with Indy cars. They had some bad accidents and they have changed. Well, almost the same thing happened a few years ago to an Indy car. You know, they're basically open cockpit, or they were up until recently. And a piece of another guy's car in front with, you know, call it debris, flew into the cockpit of the driver and killed him instantly. And now if you notice on Indy cars, they're, I guess technically it's still open cockpit, but there's a kind of a cowling, kind of a, you know, it comes up and protects the driver. So the very top is open, but there's large protection all around the driver now. And that was just put in a few years ago after, I believe it was Justin Wilson was killed in an IndyCar race. Kind of a similar kind of thing.
Right, I believe that there were the helmets of some of these Indy cars are, I believe, and I don't know if it's still the case, but I read articles years ago, how they'd be chained to the headrest behind the helmet so that there'd be less whiplash with these protective helmets, because the helmets were heavy to protect the driver's head, but the driver would get whiplash from the helmet, so the helmets were chained so they couldn't move.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect, Robert Card. The Coast Guard now assisting in that manhunt. NBC News reports the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt continues. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. The Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for a World Series title starting tonight. The ceremonial first pitch will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. Last time Arizona won, it was 2001. The Texas Rangers have never won a World Series title. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us in California, and so, class, the bottom line is the Wall Street Journal is saying that Cruise's driverless car permits were suspended in California by the Division of Motor Vehicles. And the state officials say that the company, majority controlled by General Motors, has misrepresented information on safety. No kidding. So the question really is, do those people who were in the approval process, do they have to give back the bribes that they might have gotten? Will they have to give them back? You know, when the permits were suspended. By the way, Bert, a permit is a fee that someone pays or a organization pays to break the law. A fee that enables breaking the law. That's what a permit is. Because if you drive without a permit, you're driving without a license, you're breaking the law. If you operate a business without a permit, you're breaking the law. But if you pay for the permit, you're not breaking the law. So a permit is permission to break the law for a fee. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, Vince, have some more bad news regarding electric vehicles. Basically, yesterday, Ford announced their earnings, and, well, they weren't good, Vince, and some of it had to do with the strike, which they have resumed, and workers are back, and they settled with the union. But, Vince, the reason Ford stock is crashing today, it's down to $10 a share. Hopefully not too many people in class are shareholders. Basically, Vince, it's because they announced that they're losing tremendous amount of money on every electric vehicle they sell. And it's been I call it a loss leader, I guess. They do make money on their traditional trucks that are powered by gas and diesel, but they're losing money on their electric vehicles, and then kind of a double whammy. They announced the electric vehicles aren't selling as well, and they're missing their forecasts for sales. So it's tough on Ford, but it's also been tough on GM. And GM just announced they're scrapping plans to co-develop a low-cost EV with Honda. Both companies agreeing to walk away. They said, well, the quote from Honda CEO Toshihiro Mibe said that there's a shifting EV environment, and it's very difficult for them to gauge future demand for EVs. So it's, as I've said, the market should really determine the sales, not incentives, not extra subsidies. And you shouldn't just arbitrarily say, as many states are, by a certain date, we're not going to allow gasoline-powered vehicles to be sold. And that's kind of crazy. But some states have said that. So, Vince, it's affecting both General Motors and, as I said, Ford today, the stock hitting a new yearly low of, just barely over $10 a share, Vince. And primarily because of the money they're losing on the EVs. Now, they're also going to have higher labor costs. They figured it's the new agreement with the union's going to raise their costs about $900 a car. But aside from that, they're losing way more than $900 a car on their EVs. So just hitting the news today, Vince, and not good if you're a Ford shareholder.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad for the Ford shareholders because they're not doing their due diligence. And I hope they reap the rewards of their insatiable greed. And I hope that the board of directors, who typically get stock options, reap the rewards of their greed as well by giving nods to this insanity of building electric vehicles. Class, I got an email from Kyle. Kyle Harris, USA Prepares instructor. He's on Thursdays, every other Thursday. He and Kathy share Thursday. So Kyle's on for 2 hours on every other Thursday. Kathy's on the other Thursdays. And Kyle sent me an email this morning. And this is from Disclose TV, disclose.tv. And it says, the true cost, a quote, true cost of fueling an electric vehicle. Well, let me say this. Let me back up. Class, if you found out that gasoline was $17.33 a gallon, if you found that out, do you think there would be a march on Washington? Do you think there would be? The article says, quote, true costs of fueling an electric vehicle, including excess charging costs and subsidies, is equal to $17.33 per gallon of gasoline, a new analysis found, end quote. So the big guy as he's been referred to in Washington, has been obfuscating, confusing, misrepresenting, lying about these electric vehicles being a boon for all of us on planet Earth, and it is at the equivalent of $17.33 per gallon of gasoline. So if you put in all the hidden subsidies, all the extra funding, and all the things that are being done to make you believe that electric cars are the way to go, it's at $17.33 a gallon.
Yeah, of course, the problem
should be... There'd be a revolution by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the GDP knew that.
They're not making the driver pay that. We're paying that through government subsidies, through the losses that the auto manufacturers are sustaining on the vehicles they make. And so it's sort of hidden. I mean, yes, we do pay it, but it's hidden from what, you know, it's not like they're plugged the car in and then that's the charge. So it's sort of camouflaged. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, Bert.
That's what I'm saying. If the GDP knew this, there'd be a revolution by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, because they've been lied to. This funding, the difference between the $3 or and change, or up to $4, or maybe a little bit more depending on where you live, per gallon of gasoline, the difference between that and $17.33 is what everybody's paying. All the rest of us who don't drive these monstrosities. It's outrageous what the government is allowing, encouraging, fostering, and deploying. And they lie, lie, lie. You know, Bert, the Supreme Court said that politicians don't have to tell the truth, because free speech doesn't mean you have to tell the truth. So when a politician promises something, they don't have to live up to their campaign promises because they're allowed to lie. That's how sick our Supreme Court is. It's a cesspool just like the rest of Washington, D.C.
Well, Vince, I don't think that's anything new, politicians lying.
No, but we used to actually believe that the Supreme Court was an honorable institution. We used to believe that. We were taught that. Can you imagine that we were taught that? Bert, this is crazy. The grid can't support the electric vehicles. The deaths. How about the deaths of Elon Musk? Headline. Are you going to talk about him and the self-driving cars, now he saved Tesla, and what really happened? Are you going to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
You want me to? Let's talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you go ahead, Vince.
All right. So here's a headline.
Got it.
Quote, Daily Mail, quote, Elon Musk saved Tesla from ruin by promising self-driving cars. The problem? 700 crashes, 19 deaths, and claims of a faked promo video. So Tom Leonard investigates, is his entire empire speeding toward disaster, end quote. The article goes on to say, back in March of 2019, Elon Musk was nothing like the world's richest person, and in fact, he feared he was headed for financial ruin. Tesla, the electric car company that had chiefly made his fortune, faced an uncertain future, having just issued the largest recall yet after critical problems with steering on its Model S cars were discovered. Meanwhile, Musk's erratic behavior had drawn the attention of regulators, and Tesla's credit rating Tesla's credit rating had been downgraded following the concerns over his ability to meet production targets. Then one morning, Musk writes, I solved it. Tesla would hold an autonomy day. And now this is me. So he was going to announce a revolutionary innovation, self-driving cars. So his saving Tesla was based on delivering vehicles that could drive themselves. The new big thing. He saved Tesla with a promise he has still failed to deliver. Yeah, they can drive themselves and crash themselves and kill the people in the cockpits. Some people have said that Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet. I've heard people say that.
Because the problem is in a lot of these Tesla crashes, the batteries catch fire, and that's a fire that most fire departments still are not trained or don't have the right resources to put out. So it's one thing that, yes, the autopilot is creating accidents, and then the second problem is that when it's a severe accident and the battery starts catching fire, it leads to the whole car going up in flames. And believe it or not, Vince, when you put water on the battery fire, it can actually vaporize and create hydrogen, and then the hydrogen burns. So the last thing you want to put on a Tesla fire is water. You want to use other chemicals to try and douse the fire. Well, the first thing is you want to get the driver out of the cockpit, because we've relayed other stories where, for whatever reason, the driver and passengers were trapped in the car. And the only good thing, if you can say that, about an electric vehicle fire is they usually start slowly, so you do have time to get out of the car if the car's working, if the doors work. But yeah, Vince, you know, we've talked about them, and I just don't think that a lot of these cars that they're putting on the road, they should be maybe 5 more years of R&D go into them. They're just not ready.
I think they shouldn't be put on the road at all, period. Nobody needs a self-driving car. If you can't operate a car safely, you shouldn't be behind the wheel. You need to have people who are responsible. And if something goes wrong, they're responsible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I've been to your house in California, in Silicon Valley. And would you say you live in a neighborhood, just so our class gets a feel for what we're talking about, would you say you live in a neighborhood? No?
In a neighborhood, yes.
Yeah. And so you have, neighbors on, all sides of you, behind you, there's, and across the road, there's a school, right? Elementary school. And next to that, there's a senior citizen's place, right?
Yeah.
And here's what I'm asking. So this, typical, right? So a lot of people live in homes that are in neighborhoods, and there's schools, and there's senior citizen housing, and so forth. Well, let's say, for example, Bert, you were in your front lawn, and you just built a model airplane, with an engine. And you fired that up, let's say, in your front yard. So you got this model airplane, let's say it has a wingspan like the width of a kitchen table, around 3 feet, 3 feet wide. So you're out there with a remote control box, and you're flying this airplane. Is it likely that your neighbors would say, hey, Bert?
Yeah, they think I'm crazy. Do you want to take that to a school field or a football field or out in the country? Yeah. It's just not safe.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
On the weekend, right?
Yeah.
So then you say to your neighbors, and, I can imagine it'd probably be like six of them already, and so you've got the controls and you're paying very close attention to where that plane's flying. You're trying to fly it safely. And, so you're circling the house. But, you circle your house and your neighbor's house. And then, this is all hypothetical class. And Bert would never do this. And then you say, I'll tell you what. So many of you ask me questions. I can't answer all these questions. Let me just push this button so the plane will fly itself. Okay? Then I can answer your questions. So you push the button, and the plane flies itself. Well, and then, is it likely that one of your neighbors would say, hey, Bert, you do know that right across the road from you is an elementary school and there are children playing in the yard and there are senior citizens out there, enjoying the sun in the front, in the back, in the side of the senior citizens complex and there are cars going by and there are people on the sidewalk. You know that, right? That's likely to happen, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it because people would be concerned about their safety with a small airplane and a 3 foot or so wingspan? And then you contrast that with, that's exactly what happened with these self-driving cars, except they're not 3 feet. And it's not just one of them. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, well...
And they were loud. And the government said that's okay. But I'm pretty sure the police would be on your front lawn within 30 minutes saying, you land that thing or you're going to jail. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's what some of the scenes look like in San Francisco when multiple cruise cars just started just not knowing what to do and just clogging the streets. And I guess they can detect each other, but they didn't know what to do. Vince, we have drones, so, you know, model airplanes are kind of passe because we have drones, and they can be self-flying, or in, you know, most cases there's a camera in them, and then there's some controller somewhere with a video screen who's flying them, and we have it. Vince, Amazon is working on using drones or something akin to a drone to drop packages at your front door or in your backyard. Believe it or not, that's being experimented by Amazon right now for package delivery. You tell them where you want it. Back porch. Drone flies over and it's going to drop your dog food into your back porch.
So, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, and Elon Musk, X, formerly Twitter, Tesla, and some other companies, Neuralink, drilling holes in the heads of monkeys. None of this is necessary. These guys have become some of the richest people ever on the planet. They're doing things that people don't need, including deliveries of dog food or whatever the deliveries might be with drones. Not necessary. Putting all of us in danger, in harm's way, for things we don't need. And the generally dumb public probably says, that's really cool. You know, I can order a pizza and it can be flown over.
Vince, I hate to say it. I hear your dog barking. I think he's arguing with you. He likes the idea. I hear him back there, Vince.
He's way smarter than that. He's way smarter than that. No, if I had a cigarette and I lit it up and tried to get one of our puppies to smoke, they would say, Dad, are you retarded? Why would I do that? Those things will kill you. Dogs are smart enough not to smoke. But people aren't. You bring up a very good point, Bert. Hey, Bert, thank you for being in class with us today. And Raffaele Pinella, Dr. Pinella, will be with us in your spot for 1 hour next week, and we'll see you the following week. Sir, thank you for being gracious and
got it.
Letting him be on here. That's Bert.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.